Kim McCosker is coming up after 2. She's our home cook and foodie expert. Also after 3 today, we're going to discuss social etiquette. I mentioned earlier that I'm pretty hopeless at remembering people's names. Well, Anna Musson is the founder of the Good Manners Company. She's coming up after 3. And our lovely friends from the book The Painted Sky. All right, there's these fantastic authors. They've all joined together to write a book, and we're going to catch up with a couple of them after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thirteen 12 83 is our number. 13 12 83. Now, having a strict routine to structure your day can be a great way of organising your life to accomplish all you want before going to bed. Throughout the day, it's quite common to develop unique habits and ways of doing something that only you do. It might always be putting your left sock on first, or always brushing your teeth for exactly 3 minutes. Maybe you or someone you know has a daily ritual that you just can't explain. Well, why don't you tell us about it this afternoon? 13 12 83 is the number, 13 12 83, or you can go into 2uetalkinglifestyle.com.au and send us an email. All right, Kevin Jenks is a co-founder of Centered Meditation, and he joins us right now. G'day, Kevin.
G'day, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really looking forward to having a chat with you, Kevin, because I think I might be one of these people that have a daily ritual. I get up in the morning and I do exactly the same thing. I tried mixing it up once, but my life went all crazy. So what I do is I get up in the morning, I go and relieve myself, I go and have a coffee, I check my phone for emails that might have come in overnight, and then I'll jump in the shower, get changed, go and have breakfast, walk out the door. Same thing every single day. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Most people, I would say, fall into that basket. We seem to like rituals and routines as human beings.
And I do the same thing at nighttime as well. I brush my teeth and I get myself ready, and then I actually turn the radio on and listen to the radio as I go to sleep at night.
Excellent. Does it put you to sleep?
Okay. It does put me to sleep, actually. Yes.
Well, I guess it's definitely better than the TV.
It's got nothing to do with Steve Price's personality or or anybody else's, but it's just that time of the day I'm pretty exhausted. Now, some people need their day to be very structured. Is having a set routine for the day a good thing?
Yeah, I think definitely routine brings a lot of benefits and positive, positivity to your day in many regards. We as humans, again, we seem to be creatures of habit. We are adverse to change. So having something that we can actually do day in, day out that we know is not going to scare us away is, I think, something that benefits most of us. Go for it.
I was just going to say, what about some of the quirky routines people may have in their day? Say, for example, leaving home at exactly the same time, wearing lucky socks on the sporting field, or clicking your pen a number of times throughout the day. Are these good habits to have, or is that sort of obsessive behaviour?
Yeah, I guess there's probably a whole spectrum. And one of the ways that we can, I guess, look at routine is, rituals, I should say, is a way to bring us into our present moment experience so that we know what we're doing. So, you know, you talk, for example, a sportsman wearing a particular pair of socks, or we can even take that further and look at a footy player, be it an AFL player or even some rugby players, before they take a kick at goal. You might often watch them pulling up their socks. I mean, this is a routine a ritual that you would say, well, probably has no real benefit on their physical performance. You know, what does pulling up your socks have to do with kicking a ball? But where it helps is it aids in the psychological preparation to complete whatever task it might be. So, you know, for a sportsman, that might be pulling up their socks, or it might be wearing a certain pair of socks. Or in the corporate world, it might be performing, say, a breathing technique prior to a big presentation or something like that to calm your nerves, to avoid shakiness in the voice and so forth.
Yeah, I want to put this out to our listeners this afternoon, 13 12 83, 13 12 83. If you've got a question here for Kev, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. What about with sleeping as well? I mean, I have a sort of habit, if I can't get to sleep, I'll start to reenact a specific dream in my mind, and it's the same one over and over, and I find that it works.
So you're actually enacting a specific dream while you're still awake?
That's right. I'm creating some theatre of the mind to put myself to sleep. You're probably thinking this guy's a nutcase.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've had a few in my time. I mean,
nobody told me I was going to be talking to this guy.
Well, I mean, I have a friend that goes into the bathroom, and when he's taking the paper towels, he counts 1, 2, 3 as he takes 3 paper towels, and he counts to himself, and he can't take 2, and he can't take 4. Now, I guess that's what we were talking about before, about the spectrum of when it becomes an obsessive a habit versus a routine that's done with intent. As for the falling asleep bit, I think that both morning and evening routines are very important. The morning sets you up for the day, and a lot of very successful people have very strict morning routines that include things like going for a swim. I think Richard Branson talks about going for a swim around his island each morning when he's on the island. A lot of successful businessmen and entrepreneurs and businesswomen are meditators. They'll meditate first thing in the morning, and then again at nighttime, it's the same thing. I guess perhaps what you might be referring to is a way of processing your day and just breaking it between the day of the craziness of your day and then the nighttime time to sleep.
Yeah, how do you switch off from work mode when you're at home? Have you got some advice there for us?
Yes, definitely. So there's a few things that we always suggest to our guests and the companies that we work with, and essentially we want to create some kind of barrier or some kind of deliberate action that says, okay, the workday is finished, now it's time to unwind and relax. And for some people, that might be as simple as just turning off the phone. Or not checking emails after a certain hour, which, by the way, and I referred to the TV in the at the beginning, the light from the TV and the light from our mobile phones, and that actually serves to stimulate us and may actually prevent us from falling asleep. So that's something to consider. Then there's also some physical techniques and meditation techniques that we teach. So we teach a form of body scanning for people to come home, and when they're ready to get into bed, they actually lie in bed and perform this body scanning technique as a way of, again, separating between the craziness of the day.
Body scanning. That sounds exciting.
It is exciting, and not as tough as you might think. Essentially, we just go systematically through the body. We can start at the head, we can start at the toes, and we either just feel for sensations, or we can actually physically relax each part of our body as we go.
Oh, this is fantastic. I'm going to get you to give me a web address or a phone number in a second. But just finally, where do people start if they want to do meditation? What do we need to do?
Well, I mean, meditation is very simple. It's a very simple process that anyone can do. So if you're out there listening and you think, you know, my mind's too crazy to meditate, I have too many thoughts, well, then you're a perfect candidate for meditation. And as far as how to do it, well, it's as easy as jumping online. There's plenty of absolutely free resources. There are guided meditations all over YouTube. There are meditation apps. As I said, we specialize in we have a dedicated meditation studio in the Sydney CBD where we help urban professionals gain that greater sense of calm, clarity, and confidence through guided meditation.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to us, Kev.
No worries.
Have you got a website or a number you can give us?
I do. It's you'll find us at www.centeredmeditation.com.au.
All right, centeredmeditation.com.au. Kevin Jenks, that's fantastic, mate. All the best. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
No worries, Matt. Take it easy. Have a great day.
Thank you. TUE Talking Lifestyle. Isn't that great? Meditation. We could all do with some of that. Go online and check it out at centeredmeditation.com.au. Coming up after the news, it's IGA's Living Fresh this afternoon. We're going to talk about macaroni. Now, this is a dish that is an absolute favourite with the kids. And Kim's going to tell us how we can make macaroni and how we can do it in a way that is really, really nice. We've got a super recipe coming up for you with that. And also in the next hour, a whole bunch of other great recipes and ideas on how to improve your home cooking. That's coming up right after the news, sport and weather next on TUE Talking Lifestyle.